I bet you didn't think I was going to be on my own computer this week. Well, guess what? It's fixed, and here we are. It's episode 91 of Lost in the Corn, and it is Saturday, August 18th, 2012. It's Hunger Games Day. And may the odds be ever in your favor. Welcome to the show this week. Hi, I'm your host, Jason, and I'm sitting here now with Dee.
Yep, I'm here.
Well, I'm glad you could acknowledge that. Thanks. We do this thing every week, and you can follow us at Lost Corn on Twitter. And you can use the hashtag Lost in the Corn to reference stuff to us so we can check it out and see what's up. I don't know, man. I mean, there's... LostInTheCorn@gmail.com or LostCorn@gmail.com. There we go. Get the right fucking email address first. That would be helpful. And then a cat destroys something from inside the kitchen. Oh, shit. It's been a fucktastical week, man. We've been bombarded by pests this week. Oh, wait. Yeah, let me finish up. Voicemail is 331-444-CORN. If it hasn't been biting, or if it hasn't been fighting fleas, or any other fucking pest you could fucking imagine, or even a bat, yes, we have a bat in our belfry. It's too easy. These things write themselves practically. But yeah, we've been busy as fuck this week. We've been running around like chickens with our fucking heads cut off. And that tends to drive shit crazy. But you want to know something else that's awesome this week? I now have more internet space. I'm fucking excited, dude. I have 20 megabit per second internet for at least a year.
As long as we can pay the bill.
Yeah, pretty much. That is no shit right there. As long as we can pay the bill, we will have this awesomely fast internet. And since I reformatted my computer last night, I lost a lot of shit, but I'll tell you what, I got Google Chrome back, and it's won my heart as a browser because all of my shit, like all of my favorites, all of my links, all of my Chrome, oh, that's bitchin', all of my Chrome, all my Chrome stuff, my apps and everything are on my browser now since I downloaded it. And dude, holy fucking shit. I'm excited. I'm like unreally happy because like that's, you know how many times I had to reformat my computer back when I had XP and it got corrupted and because it wasn't really a legal copy of XP, so that's probably why it was corrupted in the first place. But anyways, I had to reformat it so many times and I kept losing all my bookmarks, and that was my big fear, was I wasn't going to have my bookmarks. And then I realized, holy shit, I live in the era of cloud computing. Oh my god, I'm in a good mood. Still rebuilding things on the computer, still getting apps up to date. Oh shit, I haven't even put a fucking virus. Oh shit, I need to put a virus scanner on here. I realized I haven't put a VAST on this fucking computer yet, let alone DirecTV to PC.
Yeah, you need to take care of virus stuff on this as well.
Oh yeah. So I guess what I'm saying is, don't bomb us. Of course, by the time you're listening to this, we will have that shit remedied, like, right fucking quick. Dude, I heard that over the microphone. That was fucking sexy right there.
Yep, that's why you married me.
Yes, this is true. I married her because she knows a lot about Metallica. She likes the one video, and she can outfart a trucker. And she's showing me pictures of this awesomely huge pregnant belly. Holy shit. Why are you teasing me while we're doing our damn show? Is this because I had you actually do the show after I said you didn't have to do the show this week?
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
It's Hunger Games night.
You're an asshole. There's no two ways
Hunger
about it. You're
Games
an asshole.
Night.
You're being an asshole.
Yeah, and here's the thing is I'm teasing you with pictures of a huge pregnant belly, which I know is a big thing for you, and telling you you're not going to have that on this body ever again.
Unless the surrogacy thing happens. But we'll see.
I'm still considering the surrogacy thing.
Which expect that? What the hell are we? We're like going off on a tangent about something that like doesn't need to be talked about on air. But okay, fine. But you're being an asshole to get back to the point. You're still being an asshole. That's
Look
cute,
at the painting.
And that's cute. That's attractive, and the painting is really well done. But you're still being an asshole. That does not change the fact that you're being an asshole. Ugh. How many times have I said the word asshole in this episode? How many times do I have to say the word asshole in this episode before I can just call it the episode asshole? Hey, wait a minute. I got some asshole. Asshole-io. Okay, I like the word asshole. Don't get me wrong here. All right. What the fuck was I going to talk about in the douchebag buffer? I totally forgot what the hell I was even going to think about. So, do you got anything you want to talk about this week? Or Chronicles of the homebound homemaker wifey who's really awesome and has been kicking some serious ass with this house this week?
Let's see. I've been enjoying being that mean mommy with the creative punishments. My daughter thought it would be fun to just throw the towels into the cupboard and leave them be, knowing that when mommy opened the cupboard door, that they would fall out at mommy. Ergo, in penance for this misstep, she had to sort 3 sock baskets.
That's why. So now you've gotten up to speed, because I was not brought in abreast of this situation until I walked in the door for lunch today. And it looks like Sockapalooza. That made me just crack up thinking about the term Sockapalooza. Sockapalooza is happening in my living room, and I'm like, the fuck, dude? There's like no room for me to sit down, because the whole half of the floor in front of the sofa and the TV and everything is covered in socks. Yeah. So... Where the hell am I going with this? But no, that was what I didn't get any information about this. I just knew she was going to be sorting socks. I didn't realize she was going to be sorting our 3-year backlog of socks that have been washed and have either not been mated or have not been put into a pair or gotten rid of, like, ever. As long as we've been in this house, pretty much. At least 3 years. I maybe longer. I don't even know. But I guess what I'm trying to say is we want to have members for this show. Because I'm really digging playing with WordPress. And y'all, there is so much I could do if we just had like 10 members at like $10 a month. Those 10 members would pay for, I believe, 1 year's hosting fees. I'm not sure if that's 1 year or 1 month, what $99 gets you. But it gets a whole lot of storage and a whole lot of awesome shit to do. And it gets this blog posting format similar to Tumblr, basically. But you get this blog hosting format. And if I get the 10 gig storage option with this big package, hell, I could even do the 10 gig storage option and be awesome and be able to actually put these shows on WordPress. So then the WordPress blog could host it, and then I could get better stats, and then I could get the fuck away from Podomatic. As much as I'm glad that Podomatic is, like, free hosting and shit, like, I don't know what the hell the word is. They don't have up-to-date statistics, and, like, if you get a pro account on WordPress, the statistics are much more up-to-date. They're much better. They can track it from more locations. So, like, say you have somebody reading your shit from a mobile device, and then they go and download your podcast, or they stream it. They stream a file. It counts that shit. So it'll let you know what's being done, just like Podomatic does, but it'll let you know on an hour-to-hour basis. It's pretty fucking sweet. So yeah, we want members for the show. And that, and I could actually put the proper PayPal button on the goddamn site page. That reminds me, I want to check that out. By the way, what the fuck is up with you guys out there listening to me? How the hell do you always tend to stagger your downloads? And, how do you fucking do that, man? You always, the people who listen to this show always stagger their downloads enough so I can get to the number two spot, but I can never get to the number one spot. I've never been there. In the whole time I've been on here for literally 81 episodes now. No, this is the 80th episode, but for 80 episodes, I can't even fucking believe it. Just for 80 episodes, I've never had the number one spot. I will tell you this much, though. I have had... Oh, shit, where'd it go? I lost it. Ah, shit! Give me a minute, I'm looking for information here. But yeah, it's... fucking crazy. Where did it go? Okay. But the point being is that thanks to you guys, though, I have had more episodes. Where in the fuck did it go? Okay, so if you go to Podomatic public profile, you can see... I don't think this is right. God damn it, son of a bitch. All right, how about I go to edit public profile? Maybe I'll see... Yeah, holy shit! Okay, I will tell you this. Thanks to all of you people out there, I'm now using 5 gigabytes of 15 gigabytes. One third of the bandwidth that I have for this month has elapsed. And there's still 13 days to go. That's fucking cool. You guys have actually given me more bandwidth usage than I have had in probably the last 3 months. Or before that, back to the beginning of the show. So people are downloading the show en masse. So people are starting to pick on to the show and digging it out. And I'm fucking happy about that. I'm not even sure. I don't know. What do you think? Because I've been kind of just rambling here.
I think you're slobbing their balls here and stroking their egos. That's my take on it. You're telling them everything they're doing for you.
I'm going to walk away from that one and leave that dangling participle hanging there and just kind of... yeah, because I don't want to start a fight tonight, because it's Hunger Games night, everybody.
Yes, and he wants the odds to ever be in his favor.
Okay, let me tell you something, and you guys just probably witnessed it here. My wife is not that great at joke-telling, per se, but she gets these amazing one-liner quips that just at the right fucking moment, and you just caught that moment of brilliance right there, where I can't even repeat that, because that whole moment to repeat that would take away from it, because you just witnessed the beauty of her comedy in like 30 seconds. That was pretty awesome. Anyways, you were saying... I'm still...
No, I do have to call you out, though. You know, you get points because you have read the first Hunger Games book before you saw the movie.
Okay. And you can I don't like where this is going.
And you could hold a good conversation about that, which gets you above some men that we know. However, when are you ever going to actually sit down and read the other two books?
I know. I was just talking to a guy about that today at GameStop when I was getting in there. And, oh, by the way, y'all, I got fucking Black Ops 2 pre-ordered. Oh, shit. That reminds me. I got to find my wallet and I got to put that code in.
Anyways, that's why he has to go get me Hunger Games tonight.
Hang on. You're loud.
Because I allowed him to pre-order that, which means
he didn't allow shit. I had $20 in my pocket. It was like, I'm pre-ordering this bitch. I got the fucking groceries, some of them that we needed. I put some gas in my truck. I got some stuff at garage sales. I kind of wish I would have had enough money to get the fucking rims that I was looking at because they would have looked so badass on her car. You would have had 17-inch wheels.
That would have been awesome. And I'm betting they wouldn't have been in danger of popping.
I don't know. They were getting kind of low, but they're low profile, so handling's a fucking bitch with them. That's the only thing that I kind of didn't like about them was they were low profile tires. If they were beast ass 14-inch rims, I would have been all over that shit.
Have you seen the rims and hubcaps on my current car right now?
I am aware of the rims and hubcap situation of that pile of shit. I'm aware.
Bad when your car is so run down at 8 years old that you're praying for teenage hijinks to be taken out on your car.
It's not that bad, y'all. Seriously, the worst of it is it needs a good buff job, some sap from the tree in the backyard taken off of it, and it needs a little touch-up job done on the paint. It needs a little bit of fucking upkeep.
And the interior cleaned, the air conditioner fixed.
Come on, son.
Spark
interior
plugs and, oh, registration.
Jesus Christ, dude. You're like pegging all over the place, dude. Yeah, no. Get it right. It just needs all new interior. Let's be brutally honest on the interior, at least. No, it needs a lot of work. And I do want to try it with taxes this year. That was one thing I wanted to do, was take it up there to showroom and get it detailed and get it waxed and buffed and shined and make it look fucking purdy again. Because it needs a little facelift, because it's looking kind of sad. And then
at
it needs
8 years
some touch-up
old
paint.
My car looks worse than I do at 30.
Hey, come on. Your car's been through a hell of a lot. Your car's gone from you going back and forth to Des Moines, me going back and forth to school for 2 years and putting 80,000 miles on it almost. No. I put 60,000 miles on it. The last 20 has come in the last year and change.
And then a year of me going back and forth to Eldora,
yeah. And so that car's seen its better days, man. It's had a lot of fucking miles put on it and a lot of abuse, man. It's a beast little fucking car. I'd like to keep it going, because then, like, if we get a motor route, I mean, we could use that car and just beat the shit out of it until it blows up, you know? Because that's what I was thinking about doing, was just starting off from scratch with a new car. What the hell were we fucking talking about before we got to talking about the car?
The rims you should have bought for my car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what were we talking about before all that?
Black Ops.
Oh, yeah. I got Black Ops 2 ordered. I'm excited. November 13th or 18th or something like that is when the new Black Ops game comes out. So I will have the $40 by then to pay that off. And I'm all excited because I'm going to get Nuketown 2025.
You're telling me?
Whoa, dude.
You're telling me that game is a $60...
Dude, every fucking game is a $60 game brand new anymore. That's what I'm fucking pissed about. Games are so goddamn expensive now.
That is horrendous.
I know, right? Remember when we were kids, it was like fucking like $25, although that was like $60 in now dollars or whatever the hell however the fuck they do that for inflation somehow. I don't even know. But yeah, it's expensive. But I enjoy it. I don't know why I enjoy the fucking war games like I do, because I know they're fucking stupid and pointless, and I get nothing else out of them other than just like, ooh, I shot the fuck out of that guy. But it's fun, and mainly for the online play, because the online play is always awesome, because it's like an interactive experience, which is why, like, you'll catch me in combat training with a bunch of friends of mine, and we'll just go blow each other the fuck up and be like, ah, oh, that was fucking sick, man. That was so fucking brutal, but it was awesome. You know, we'll do shit like that.
Yada, yada, yada. Yada.
I unmuted my mic in time for that for you. You're welcome, world. So, is there anything else you want to talk about, or should we get to, like, actual stuff, or... I don't even know, man.
Hamada, hamada. Ow.
So, I guess we'll get to that, yeah, because we... I mean, we're trying to get things done so we can watch a movie and then I can go get the Hunger Games. So, I don't know, have you been following a lot about the Pussy Riot deal?
Pussy Riot?
Oh, I take that as a no. All right.
I didn't know there was a riot down there. It seemed all pretty calm on the home front. Can you guys tell we had cabbage for supper?
It's not even just the cabbage. It's what I have for fucking lunch. It's just... oh, my God. I have been... And breakfast hasn't been agreeing with me either. I have been fucking rancid all day. It's just... I was tempted to send Mike a text message and be like, dude, be glad you aren't in any basements with me today. Anyway. So, okay. I guess to kind of try to get you up to speed, in Russia right now and across, like, Eastern Europe, there's, like, protests going on involving, like, women, and it's mainly in Russia, but it's protests going on involving women playing punk rock in these public venues, and it's, like, punk rock songs that are anti-inflammatory towards the government and towards patriarchal society and are very feminist or pro-feminist and anti-chauvinism and stuff like that. But these things, let's see, here we go. What the hell was I thinking? Well, what the hell was I... I was trying to think of how the hell I wanted to put that. But it's kind of like a political activism thing. And how the hell was it described on Citizen Radio this week? I was trying to think, and I forgot how the fuck it was described. But it's basically any woman who can play an instrument and wants to be in a punk band can be in Pussy Riot. It's the coolest fucking thing I've ever heard of. But I guess these girls have been... Or, well, these women, I guess, whatever you want to say... have been in jail for 5 months, and they were sentenced today to over 2 years in prison for hooliganism. So I guess to finish up the backstory, protesters from Moscow to New York, musicians including Madonna and Paul McCartney, condemned the prosecution of the three women. Oh, and get this. Fucking Billy Bragg, right? Baddest ass fucking folk punk rocker out there. Wrote a fucking letter to the members of Pussy Riot. That's how fucking badass this shit is. Several countries, including the U.S. and even some Kremlin loyalists, decried the verdict. And I'm not even going to try to pronounce the names of these women because I have no fucking clue how to pronounce them. But you can see it over at Huffington Post. And by the way, the coolest thing ever today, let me bring this up if I can on Instagram. It's so fucking cool. The title that was like the big blue bold block letter headline from the Huffington Post this morning was so fucking hilarious. I saw it pop up on my Instagram feed and instantly I was like, where the hell did it go? Damn it. Come on. I gotta scroll back because I have to show you because this is too damn funny. And it goes a little something like this. If it'll actually slide. Instagram is going fucking slow today for me, for some odd reason. But anyways, the point being is that the judge ruled that the band members had committed hooliganism driven by religious hatred. She rejected the women's arguments that they were protesting the Russian Orthodox Church's support for Putin and didn't intend to offend religious believers. Oh, God, now what?
Putin.
Hang on, I'm trying to find the picture so you can read this, because it's fucking hilarious. Anyways, Putin himself... God damn you. Fucker. You stop. You didn't get my cat's attention, by the way. You didn't get Mandy's attention. Anyways, where the hell was I at with this?
She's
just chilling. She's like, fuck you, man. Where did it go? I saw it this morning. I know I did. So. All right, let me see my other feed that I can see. Ah, yes.
Cut down a freaking pine tree or something?
I don't even know, man. But Putin... Fucker. Putin himself had said the band members shouldn't be judged too harshly, creating expectations that they could be sentenced to time served and freed in the courtroom. This, however, would have left the impression that Putin had bowed to public pressure, something he had resisted in his 12 years in power. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said that Putin couldn't intervene in the judicial process and refused to comment on the sentence, but when the sentence was announced, shouts of down with the police state rose from a crowd of hundreds of Pussy Riot supporters outside the courtroom. Can we just get to the point where, can we just say how hilarious the name Pussy Riot sounds? Can we just acknowledge that?
Pussy Riot's being taken down by Putin.
Okay, let's get this straight. I'm not trying to demean what they did, but can we just admit that that is fucking hilarious and provocative, and it's doing everything they want it to do for the world? And by the way, here is the picture of the headline when it was originally announced on Huffington Post. Pussies pay for pissing off Putin. Okay, that is the one time I will allow alliteration. Ha, see what I did there? Mm-hmm. And then, but that was so fucking hilarious to read that. I fucking almost pissed myself laughing. I'm not even joking. That was crazy. More than 50 people were detained outside the courtroom, including former world chess champion Garry Kasparov, who said police beat him. Wow. Protesters donned the colorful balaclavas that have become a symbol of the band in many European and U.S. cities, though no single protest outside Moscow drew more than a few hundred people. In Kiev, Ukraine, four women, one of whom was topless, used a chainsaw to cut down a cross, and about 40 protesters gathered in New York and held up banners that read, "We are all hooligans." Nice. I fucking love you, New York. I've got to get to New York so I can get to the original Occupy Wall Street. But that's another story for another time. Okay, here it is. The crowd in Moscow included many prominent writers, journalists, and opposed partisans who spearheaded the mass protests that shook the city over the winter and spring. Pussy Riot was an obscure band of activists for much of that time, and some fellow opponents of Putin disapproved of their tactics, but they rallied to the group's defense after the march arrests. For 3 hours, as the judge read the verdict, the defendants stood in handcuffs in a glass cage in the courtroom, the same one where oil tycoon, I'm not even going to pronounce that dude, another Putin opponent, was convicted 2 years ago. The three women smiled sadly as the judge recounted the testimony of prosecution witnesses accusing them of sacrilege and devilish dances in the church, and said that their feminist views made them hate the Orthodox religion. One of them laughed out loud when the judge read the testimony of a psychologist who said that her active stance on social issues was an anomaly. The three women remained calm and kept smiling after the judge announced the sentence. Someone in the courtroom shouted shame, and they waved at relatives from behind the glass. The charges carry a maximum penalty of 7 years, and the prosecutors had asked for a 3-year sentence, and let's keep moving on. And... Oh, nice. The defendant's resolve, another sign of this, came in a new song the band released Friday on the internet called "Putin is Lighting the Fires of Revolution." Stop. No, don't even laugh. God damn it. So anyway, your thoughts on this whole thing, aside for the fact that Putin and Pussy Riot are funny. I get it. You giggle at the name Putin. I get it.
Well, I do have to say
your
that...
Your fucking face isn't helping me here.
I have to say that, sadly, it's not much different than what's going on in America.
Okay, extrapolate that out, because I'm curious.
You've got those in power that are overlording themselves and their power over women, trying to limit their rights, limit what they can do, what they can say. What do you see the Republican Party doing to women in the USA?
This is very true. Oh, man, I need to have you have your headphones on for this fucking bit. Because it's like something you should hear. Because it's fucking hilarious. And it comes off of another article from Huffington Post at the same time. Pussy Riot News coverage. And by the way, can I say that I am loving the tongue-in-cheek references to this? Pussy Riot News coverage. Media pussyfoots around Russian punk band's name. Okay, come on. This shit is funny. This shit is like comic gold. It writes itself. And God, I guess you aren't going to be able to hear this, but I'll send you the link and you can listen while I play it. Maybe. Hang on. I'm here. There. So you can watch that while I play it for everybody. And it's fucking hilarious. And you'll hear.
Pussy. I'm sorry. I'm also. This talk about pussy and all that and pussy rights and all that. I watched Saved this week, so all I'm hearing is Cassandra going, hot pasow, hot pasow.
Oh my God. Oh. Excellent movie reference, by the way. So anyway, here's the video of this. It's called Too Pussy for Pussy Riot, and I think it is fucking hilarious. You'll get a big kick out of this.
Good evening, it is 7 o'clock, this is Sky News. The Russian punk rock band Pussy Riot have been jailed for staging an anti-Putin protest.
Pussy Riot means to rebel women, feminists, and it means that women are fed up with the sexist regime, with the situation, with this political system.
Members of the feminist group Pussy Riot say they fully intend to continue their political action.
Pussy Riot's name, those colourful balaclavas, have become powerful symbols of protest around the world.
And has prompted international concern about freedom of speech in Russia.
Meanwhile, in the land of free speech...
The punk rock girl band, whose name we can't say on morning television.
Members of a Russian punk rock band, the female punk band.
Three members of an all-female punk band.
We told you about that provocative punk rock band.
It's a female punk rock band named after a female body part, which we're not going to say, so we'll just call them the group.
Москве жгли изображение Pussy Riot. Акция в поддержку Pussy Riot.
Адвокаты двух арестованных девушек из Pussy Riot.
Разговор участницам группы Pussy Riot.
Yeah, it could be worse. And in Russia.
They committed hooliganism driven by religious hatred. Of course, in America we don't have such charges, but in Russia they do.
Yeah, in Russia this is what happens. And then after that video comes the video of the topless lady with a chainsaw, which was fucking hot, by the way. Anytime you have a topless lady with a chainsaw, that's hot. That's just fucking hot.
Yeah, but it takes down the fear of the chainsaw a little bit.
Yeah, because I'm like, ooh, boobs, and she's got Free Riot all over her body and everything, and I'm like, ooh, Free Riot, ooh, chainsaw, ooh, boobies. I'll admit it, I like boobs, fuck you. don't fucking hate. So yeah, and I mean, this whole Pussy Riot thing is just so fucked up, because I've been following this all week on Citizen Radio and listening to what they've been having to say about it, and that's how I kind of got into the whole thing in the first place. And the more I read about it, it's like they're trying to fight against a fascist regime that totally despises women and just. I can't even. What's the word I'm looking for this? It's not necessarily fascism. But it's pretty much what the Republican Party is trying to do here in the States. And even with gay rights and even with women's rights, too. It's like, how the hell can you be such an asshole of the state? Maybe that's not the word I'm looking for, but you know what I mean. I mean, it's fucking crazy. The shit that comes out about this group.
It's called white male privilege. If you're white and you're male, you think you own the world and everybody in it.
Well, then, God damn it, why am I not getting more money if I own the world? I should be making money off of all you motherfuckers.
Because you don't know how to keep your mouth shut and look coy.
Well, fuck everybody for that. Because I have an opinion, and I'm not afraid to use it. So, yeah, why should I be afraid to use my opinion, God damn it? I don't know. So, am I the only one who's excited that this is going on, that the world is kind of turning on its ear and the old guard is kind of falling by the wayside as shit like this happens, like with the the Egyptian Spring and the Summer of Revolution in Tunisia and Occupy Wall Street, the American Autumn, and in Wisconsin and Michigan and Ohio and all that shit. Am I the only one who's getting excited for the fact that the tides are turning and it's 2012 and the great consciousness shift that is actually, to some, the end of the world is coming about? And I'm seeing it forming in my own head, and I'm seeing what I was shown shortly after September 11th, and I'm liking it that it's coming around and it's actually coming to fruition, unlike, you know, all these end-of-the-world prophecies that all these Christians have. Mine is, the one I've been shown, is actually happening. Am I the only one who's fucking excited about this?
No, I'm excited too.
Oh. How the hell did you get quiet all of a sudden again?
Sorry.
It's not you. Maybe I tuned you down a bit or something. I don't know. Maybe, it sounds like I tuned you down. Oh. Okay, there we go. Fuck it, I can fix it in post. So, I think we've kind of beat that one into a dead horse.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Dead horse. Dead.
Here's my horse. Oh, come on, that was a clever cheese reference. Anyways, so Tom Morello has an op-ed in Rolling Stone this week, and I'm... What the hell? What the hell just happened over there?
Okay.
Oh, okay, more picture stuff. Okay. So now we have a... So, moving back to news... Tom Morello has an op-ed in Rolling Stone this week, and he calls Paul Ryan, and he says, Paul Ryan is the embodiment of the machine our music rages against. And the byline is, Rage Against the Machine's guitarist blasts Romney's VP pick as an unlikely Rage fan. And I'm going to read this whole fucking thing because I read it earlier, and it is awesome. So it starts out, last week, Mitt Romney picked Paul Ryan, the Republican architect of Congress's radical right-wing budget plan, as his running mate. Ryan has previously cited Rage Against the Machine as one of his favorite bands. Rage guitarist Tom Morello responds in this exclusive op-ed. Oh, okay, so here's where it starts out. Paul Ryan's love of Rage Against the Machine is amusing, because he is the embodiment of the machine that our music has been raging against for two decades. Charles Manson loved the Beatles but didn't understand them. Governor Chris Christie loves Bruce Springsteen but doesn't understand him. And Paul Ryan is clueless about his favorite band, Rage Against the Machine. Ryan claims that he likes Rage's sound but not the lyrics. Well, I don't care for Paul Ryan's sound or his lyrics. Nicely done, sir. He can like whatever bands he wants, but his guiding vision of shifting revenue more radically to the 1% is antithetical to the message of Rage. I wonder what Ryan's favorite Rage song is. Is it the one where we condemn the genocide of Native Americans? The one lambasting American imperialism? Our cover of Fuck the Police? Or is it the one where we call on the people to seize the means of production? So many excellent choices to jam out to at young Republican meetings. Don't mistake me. I clearly see that Ryan has a whole lot of rage in him. A rage against women, a rage against immigrants, a rage against workers, a rage against gays, a rage against the poor, a rage against the environment. Basically, the only thing he's not raging against is the privileged elite he's groveling in front of for campaign contributions. You should have seen the smile growing on my face as I was reading that paragraph. That was awesome. He continues. You see, the super rich must rationalize having more than they ever could spend while millions of children in the U.S. go to bed hungry every night. So when they look themselves in the mirror, they convince themselves that though those people are undeserving, they're lesser. Some of these guys on the extreme right are more cynical than Paul Ryan, but he seems to really believe in this stuff. This unbridled rage against those who have the least is the cornerstone of the Romney-Ryan ticket. But Rage's music affects people in different ways. Some tune out what the band stands for and concentrate on the moshing and throwing elbows in the pit. For others, Rage has changed their minds and their lives. Many activists around the world, including organizers of the global Occupy movement, were radicalized by Rage Against the Machine and worked tirelessly for a more humane and just planet. Perhaps Paul Ryan was moshing when he should have been listening.
Oh! Oh! Tom, I fucking love you more, and I can't wait to meet you if you're in Chicago ever again.
My hope is that maybe Paul Ryan is a mole. Maybe Rage did plant some sensible ideas in this extreme fringe right-wing nut job. Maybe if elected, he'll pardon Leonard Peltier. Maybe he'll throw U.S. military support behind the Zapatistas. Maybe he'll fill Guantanamo Bay with the corporate criminals that are funding his campaign and then torture them with Rage music 24/7. That's one possibility, but I'm not betting on it. Is there any other reason why Tom Morello is not the badass of the last century and probably on shape, on par to be the badass of this century?
I think you're right on cue there.
About fucking time. You already agree with me on something this week. No, I mean, and okay, here's the thing is, and I've got to go back to Chicago for this one, and maybe I mentioned it in the Chicago episode. Ow. Just bang the fuck out of my fingernail on the table. But when I was watching him perform in Chicago as the night watchman at the National Nurses United rally, I saw something that few people rarely see, and these are probably the people he refers to that just listen to Rage Against the, or mosh to Rage Against the Machine instead of listening to it. But I saw something there, and the people who got it, you could see them getting it, and they're like into the fucking lyrics, and they're singing the fuck along to every goddamn song he has. And even the ones that not everybody knows the words to, they're singing along to. Like, they were singing along to, what the hell was it he was playing? He was playing, God, I gotta go back and listen to that footage. But he was playing one of the lesser-known songs from the second album. And there were so many people in the crowd, I could hear them singing the words. And it just, it hit me. I was like, these people fucking get it. They understand that he's like the Woody Guthrie of this century. And it's fucking amazing to see that kind of passion come from one man with an acoustic guitar. And I will tell you, it fucking, like reading On the Road, it fucking changed me. It's fucking epic to see Tom Morello perform live in some kind of in a kind of protest setting like that. And it was fucking amazing and fulfilling. And can I just say, I'm really fucking glad I went to Chicago when I did this year, because it really, I really would have missed out on so much if I had not gone. And I'm glad I went, and I can't take that back now, because that was such an awesome fucking moment. So speaking of the Romney-Ryan ticket, Mitt Romney this week says Obama runs on hatred. Oh, really?
Really?
Hang on. I'll get to it. They say, according to this article at Addicting Info, which, by the way, if you do not check out Addicting Info, get off your ass. You need to check it out. It's really incredible. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney has accused Obama of trying to split America on racial, social, and income-based lines in order to foster enmity. I've never come across that word before in my life, and I doubt I ever will again. As the Washington Post reports, God damn it. The Washington Post sucks. I don't know why Huffington Post even refers to him, but okay, I guess. If you look at the ads that have been described and the divisiveness based on income, age, ethnicity, and so forth, it's designed to bring a sense of enmity and jealousy and anger, and this is not, in my view, what the American people want to see, Romney said. The eyebrow-raising line is really just Romney's classic campaign message on steroids. Way back in January, he accused Obama of running on the politics of envy, which he described as Obama fostering jealousy between people who have less money and the rich like him. I think it's about envy. It's about class warfare, Ryan said at the time. When you have a president encouraging the idea of dividing America based on 99% versus the 1%, and those people who have been most successful will be in the 1%, you have opened up a wave of approach in this country which is entirely inconsistent with the concept of one nation under God. We'll get back to that moment in a minute. From that line through the out-of-context, you-didn't-build-that attack that fueled Romney's campaign for much of the last month, Romney has run on the idea that Obama does not respect success and wants to punish those who have done well by redistributing their wealth to the people who have less. The presumptive GOP nominee has run TV spots rejected by fact-checkers that recast the president's position of welfare reform to suggest Obama's desired outcome is a system in which you wouldn't have to train for a job. They just send you your welfare check. Hello? We tried that before. He also told CBS that President Obama is running just to hang on to power? Motherfucker, you're running just to hang on to power and you haven't even gotten it yet. So shut the fuck up, Mitt Romney. So, and getting back to that referring to fact-checkers deal, let's see, Mitt Romney's campaign ad, here we go, great, fuck.
In 1996, President Clinton and a bipartisan Congress helped end welfare as we know it, by requiring work for welfare. But on July 12th, President Obama quietly announced a plan to gut welfare reform by dropping work requirements. Under Obama's plan, you wouldn't have to work and wouldn't have to train for a job. They just send you your welfare check. And welfare to work goes back to being plain old welfare. Mitt Romney will restore the work requirement.
Jesus Christ.
Because it works.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
Okay, so... This is a common sense reform to give governors, including some of Romney's supporters, flexibility to live up to the goals of the welfare reform law. Romney should know he used to support these kind of waivers. In 2005, he joined other Republican governors in a letter to Senator Frist, urging the Senate to move quickly on increased waiver authority for the welfare program. So, when Bill Clinton signed the bill overhauling welfare 16 years ago, he said, after I sign my name to this bill, welfare will no longer be a political issue. The two parties cannot attack each other over it. Politicians cannot attack poor people over it. Well, I guess he was wrong about that. Mitt Romney began airing a tough ad that accuses President Obama of wanting to do away with the work requirements embedded in the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996. Romney is trying to suggest that Obama is such a left-winger he would undo a central achievement of a Democratic icon. People forget that Clinton's signing of the bill was highly controversial. In his signing speech, he spent almost as much time talking about the things he liked and disliked in the GOP-crafted bill as he did about the parts he liked. Key members of his administration resigned in protest, and a young state senator in Illinois named Barack Obama also expressed his opposition. It's a complex issue, and there's a whole fucking lot of shit there. And I mean, and you can check it out at the Washington Post. It's at the Fact Checker blog, and it's called Spin and Counterspin in the Welfare Debate. So, I guess, I don't even know, man. Okay, and I got a piece of bread in me now, and I'm feeling awesome, and we're gonna... And we're going to wrap this shit the fuck up so we can go watch Inception. So, I guess I was going to turn it over to you.
I may just pick up my Kindle and start reading some more.
I'm excited to watch Inception. I've only had this Blu-ray sitting on my shelf for the better part of a year and a half now. Like a year, year and a half, something like that. Way too fucking long, if you ask me. But I was going to turn it over to you for your thoughts about this whole... Romney versus Obama bullshit.
Basically, it's the same old childish mudslinging that we've seen that starts way back in middle school. And, you know, politicians just can't get past that. Romney is a known backtreader. So, of course, he's going to attack Obama with everything he's got over anything and everything he can think about. And backtread on what he said. Oh, no, 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 I didn't say that. Oh, no, no, I didn't say that.
But you did. And see, here's what pisses me off, is I thought that with the YouTube era and clips that we can watch and opinions we can form based on myriad outlets of video and data that are out there about the candidates, I thought this mudslinging bullshit would be done because we could just go back and go, oh, hey, Mitt Romney's full of shit. Well, I guess we could do the same with Barack Obama, too. We could go back and say, oh, well, Barack Obama's completely full of shit on this, too. To be fair.
This is the thing, though. Barack is actually fairly straightforward when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't done research on this whole fucking thing about July 12th this year or whatever. But basically, it comes down to Barack Obama's trying to help low-income families survive this fucking economic downturn. Mitt Romney sees that as a weakness and says, no, we don't need to help these people. They need to pull themselves up by the bootstraps and get a job. And meanwhile, he's so disconnected, he doesn't get that. People are pissed, and they're poor, and they're tired, and they're hungry because they can't get a fucking job, asshole. And even if they can get a job right now, odds are it's going to be one that can't even fucking support their family. So they have to work two or three jobs. And you know what? And this goes back to that moment where President Bush was like, and the lady was like, I have to work three jobs. And he stopped her right there. And he goes, you know, that's a symbol of America right there. Working so hard to get money. And it's like, no, you fucking idiot. She's crying out for help. She should have one fucking job that pays a decent living fucking wage. And she should be able to fucking support her family and not have to be working all the fucking time and missing out on her family. That's not the fucking point. That's not why you have a goddamn family. That's why I like where I'm at. Sure, the hours are like less than 40 a week most of the time. But they're still good. They're hours that I have times I'm at work. I have times I'm at home. Sure, I have call shifts here and there. But you know what? It fucking works out, man. I feel better. I don't know about you. Is there anything you want to rant about this week? Anything pissing you off? Because I know sometimes you've kind of closed out the episode really well with like your little rants about shit that's pissing you off. And I love that when you do that because it does things to me.
About the only thing I was kind of ranting to you about it yesterday was this belief that women have to look like prepubescent children below the belt to be sexy and smell free.
Oh, come on. You can be vulgar here. You can say that people like to shave their pussies.
Yeah,
come on. It's a riot of shaving pussies. Ha
ha. Yeah, this is the thing, is whether or not you shave, wax, trim, or just go all natural, it's your own personal choice. You shouldn't let your significant other pressure you one way or another. I know personally mine right here.
Oh, great.
He could care less if I let it just grow to ZZ Top beard lengths or if I just shave it bare. Either way, he's like, hey, I have a pussy to do.
I swear to God, the next time I go down on you, if I hear you go haw 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 haw, I'm gonna be like, I'm done. You can eat that shit yourself.
But you know, this is the thing, is I don't think that it's really about looking like a prepubescent girl. It's more about what makes you feel sexy. Having a bald pussy or a Wolverine pup in your lap, whichever makes you feel sexy, go for it. And that's pretty much what's irking off D.
Oh, God. So, I'm sorry, I don't get it, man. Okay, I hope we have female listeners out there. I hope. And I hope there are some that are that have the clitorati enough to tackle this subject and want to put that out there, because I want to know what the hell I want to say the affliction, but that's not the right word. I want to know what the hell makes you affectionate. There's words I'm looking for. Damn it! Don't fucking judge me. I want to know why women have such an affection for basically looking pedo bear approved.
See, but here's the other thing, is I've also found that some women actually prefer if their men go bare down there because they would rather that than to get a mouthful of hair.
Do you know how fucking uncomfortable it is to have that shit grow back in? Dude, that shit grow... I swear to God, I've shaved so much, it's a fucking Brillo pad now when it grows back. And it's annoying, and it's a pain in the ass to try to shave that shit, and it's... And then it fucking comes back, and then it's all itchy and stuff. Fuck that. I would rather be a goddamn... I want you to be able to see the forest for the trees, you know? I should play that song. Anyways. I'm sorry. All right, and you've done it, and I'm not saying that I don't like it. It's just that... I don't know, going bald is just,
It's not really for you.
I know, but I mean, it's just like, I don't know, it makes me feel dirty. It makes me feel dirtier than some of the nastiest pussy I've ever fucked. It makes me feel like I should be, like, expecting that, like I should be expecting Chris Hansen to come and be like, hey, why don't you have a seat over here, you know? It's like I should be on To Catch a Predator, you know? It makes me feel... Yeah, like I defect to my earlier statement about it being pedo bear approved, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I like a good trim. I like it when they cut it in shapes and shit. And when they do shit like that, I like that. Like, keeping it neat, fine. Keeping it hairy as fuck, okay, I'll work with it. I'll make it all messy and sticky, but I don't give a fuck. I'll make it work. But I don't know, man. I can't do bald that often. It's got to be... something in my head's got to be, like, right into it and be like, yeah, that's fucking hot, you know? There was somewhere I was going with this, and I don't know. I lost it.
Yep.
I lost the train of thought I was going for. But, yeah, I just don't like the bald pussy all the time. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's why it's only a once in a while... Got a wild hair.
Or lack thereof. I kill me to bring back Alf. Aw, my kitty's at my feet, everybody. And I'm rubbing my kitty with my foot now. And she's happy.
And he's sidetracked.
Aw, and she's rolling over so I can rub her belly. Aw, don't bite me. shut up. Nope, she's biting herself now. Okay, it's all good. God, I wanted to say something else this week before I closed it out, but I don't even have anything to fucking say. You know, I mean... Nice, I found an awesome picture. maybe I'll put... You know what, I'm going to download that picture... And I will post that as the album art this week. So there we go. Yeah, there was something I wanted to say before I fucking dumped on out of here this week. But I guess I want to say... Well, I guess I want to say thanks to everybody who's listening. I do want to say that. Because the show's kind of surviving with, like, only word-of-mouth advertising right now, because, like, I can't afford anything for advertising, really, except for getting my name and face out there at events. Like, I talked to some people from Ragbri and told them about my podcast, and I told a lot of people at the community picnic about that, and I'm starting to think maybe that was a bad idea, considering the fact I guess I've decided to start the campaign to run for mayor. So there has to be a seated... Okay, according to what happens is, I guess there has to be a seated mayor in town by September 30th, or it goes to special election. I guess they're going to talk about that this week at the meeting. I'm going to kind of go for that and kind of see what's going on there. But I guess I'm going to try to run for mayor of Marshalltown now, so... Because, I mean, I did that city council deal, and I mean, and I had a decent turnout for that, and I figure if I do better with the approach on this one, and I get to more places and see more people, you know, and do more things, I figure maybe...
You're going to have to clean up your act on Facebook.
Shit.
Just saying.
Might have to do it on the show, too, but I don't know, man. This is the one thing I like, is I can do this show, and I can be free and unbridled, and nobody fucking holds it against me. I like that. I don't want to change that for this campaign season. Unfortunately, I may have to, but I don't want to, you know? Because I really like the idea of being able to be unbridled and free here, because I don't have that kind of freedom in my daily work. I don't have that kind of freedom most of the time at home. Here is where I can cut loose. I can get fucked up. I can be pissed off. I can call somebody a fucking cock goblin if I want to, or a cunt nugget, or an asshat, or a fucking douchebag. I can call him whatever I can call him as I see him. But I guess I may have to, I don't know. Like I said, we'll see how things materialize over the next few weeks, and we'll see what goes on from there. But I want your thoughts, specifically if you live in the Marshall County area, and you're listening to this. Let me know what you think about me as mayor. Email that shit to lostcorn@gmail.com or voicemail that shit 331-444-CORN. Or hell, what do you think I'd be like as mayor if you wanted to, I don't know, even if you're not from the area, let me know what you'd think about me as mayor. How do you think that would go? So, I guess that's going to be it for this week for us.
Your farts in an elevator might go over better, but that's just me.
Like I said, it's something I want to get involved in politics, so it's something I try doing. So with that, I guess you can tell your friends about the show. Tell them to go to lostinthecorn.podomatic.com for the time being. Follow at Lost Corn on Twitter for all the updates about the show. donate to the PayPal. There's a button to do that, or there's some way you can do that on the profile. I'm not sure. We'll see. There's a way to do it, so go to it, hop out there, and be awesome. And by the way, this week, I want to see that number one spot. Whoa, don't slip up or get cut. Why not, man? I'm coming for that number one spot. All right. Woo! Rappers swearing they own tub. But I'm coming for that number one spot. All right, man. Scheme, scheme, plot, plot. Say what? I'm coming for that number one spot. Woo! Hey, keep it going, it won't stop. What you doing, man? I'm coming for that number one spot. Yes, indeed. Ludacris, I'm hotter than Nevada. Ready to break the steering column on your Impala. If I get caught, bail out Popo, I tell him holla. In court, I never show up like Austin Powers, Faja. Father, father, and hey, I love gold. But can buy anything I want from the records I've sold. Jacuzzi hot, Cristal is so cold. Neighbors catch contact from the blunts that I've rolled. A pig and a flake and a smoke and a pancake. Drop albums nonstop once a year for my fans' sake. I'll crush mics until my hand breaks. Then shag now and shag later till these women can't stand straight. The Ludermeister got them feeling so randy. I'm double XL, so I call them my eye candy. Brush my shoulder and I pop my collar, cause I'm worth a million gazillion for $1 billion.